next Bitcoin bull run is not coming until late 2024. Jamaica's central bank announces the name of its CBDC. Former Cisco employee launches NEO to buy Denver Broncos. Credit Suisse data leak reveals decades of shady plans and activities. So let's start up with our refresh view. Firstly, starting up with another bizarre prediction, Yobai CEO Du Jun indicated in a recent interview with CNBC on Sunday, February 20, that he does not foresee another Bitcoin bull run until late 2024 or early 2025. Well, let's have a look at some data which supports this. The present Bitcoin chart patterns, according to CEO Jun, are comparable to previous Bitcoin halving cycles, and he believes that the BTC price is directly linked to the halves process, which occurs every 4 years. Halving is a feature of Bitcoin's core code that reduces Bitcoin miner incentives by half and makes mining new Bitcoins more difficult. Bitcoin halving has previously occurred in 2012, 2016, and 2020, with the BTC price rising in the year after the halves. However, following the peaks, the price of Bitcoin plummeted dramatically. For a long time, the Bitcoin price has struggled to stay over $40,000. Over the weekend, the BTC price fell below $38,000 for a brief while before rising back above $39,000. Global macroeconomic like interest rate rises and the Russia-Ukraine conflict have put enormous pressure on equities and crypto, with some predicting that the BTC price might fall below $30,000. In response to this, Yobai CEO stated, "It's quite difficult to anticipate precisely because there are so many other things that might influence the market, such as geopolitical events, war, or recent COVID." So jumping to our next segment, the Central Bank of Jamaica's digital currency now has a name. Jamaica Digital Exchange is the name of the Jamaica's central bank digital currency. In brief, it's known as JAMDEX. Let's have a look at what's getting cooked out there. The name was chosen as the winning name with the tagline, "No cash, no problem." The winning logo incorporates the very distinct outline of Jamaica's national fruit and the key ingredient in national dishes, the ackee. Miss Ashley Payne received a total of $600,000 for the name and $2,050,000 for the tagline in regular currency. She also received a total of $50,000 in CBDC for winning both prizes in the name and tagline competition. For conceptualizing and designing the logo, Mr. Gerard Harvey received $350,000 in regular currency and $25,000 in CBDC. The judges agreed that they wanted a name that is easily and preferably instantly recognized internationally as uniquely Jamaican. They even wanted that the name should speak about brand Jamaica and the Jamaican vibe. The tagline for the name had to match the Jamaican recognition factor. It should also speak about digital currency and or its use in some way. No problem is a phrase that instantly conjures up images of Jamaica. More importantly, expresses the mood they wanted consumers and businesses to have when they used JAMDEX. So jumping on to our next segment, for today, a new decentralized autonomous organization has been founded in order to generate funds in order to buy the Denver Broncos of the National Football League for about $4 billion. Let's have a look at what exactly happened. The Buy the Broncos DAO intends to provide supporters with the opportunity to buy a piece of the club regardless of their financial situation. Sean O'Brien, a former Cisco employee and one of the DAO's organizers, told CNBC on February 19 that the goal is to create an infrastructure that allows supporters from all walks of life to become owners of the Denver Broncos. If it is successful, it will join the Green Bay Packers as a fan-owned NFL franchisee. Fans who want to buy a piece of the Broncos through the DAO can put as low as $100 per share compared to $300 for the Packers. Members of the DAO who donate Ether to the team's acquisition will get an NFT, which buythebroncos.com describes as your membership card that provides you access to the cooperative. A lot of professions, including attorneys, accountants, software developers, professional sports, and a mathematician, are among Buy the Broncos' 630 Twitter followers. The team's trustees have stated a desire to transfer ownership to a new party before the start of the 2022 season, although the buyer will not receive a discount. It's uncertain whether NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell would let a DAO buy and run a club. Sending up with our final segment for today, according to leaked data, Swiss bank Credit Suisse retained accounts worth more than $100 billion for sanctioned persons and heads of state suspected of money laundering until recently. Let's have a deeper dive into this one. According to the New York Times, the data breach affected over 18,000 bank accounts. The information pertains to accounts that were opened between the 1940s and the 2010s, but not to current activities. King Abdullah II of Junior and Nervis Villalobos, Venezuela's former vice minister of energy, were among the account holders with millions of dollars in credit suits. Villalobos pled guilty to money laundering in 2018, while King Abdullah had been accused of misappropriating financial aid for his own personal gain. According to the New York Times, other sanctioned people have accounts at Credit Suisse. Other account holders included sons of a Pakistani intelligence chief who helped funnel billions of dollars from the United States and other countries to the Mujahideen in Afghanistan in the 1980s. The irony of a big traditional financial institution assisting high-level criminals was not missed on the cryptocurrency community, which has long been accused of helping and abetting criminals. The $100 billion in deposits revealed by the data breach eclipses Chainalysis' estimate of $25 billion in illegal crypto whale holdings as of 2021. So that's all for today's video. To read more about all the news covered today, visit blog.coincodecap.com. To get free crypto signals and trading analysis, join our Telegram channel, and to do so, just search CoinCodeCap Classic on Telegram. I repeat, CoinCodeCap Classic. Also, this is a video show, so to enjoy better, subscribe to our YouTube channel. To do so, just search CoinMonks on YouTube.